always have to do that to calm myself down. You know, he said it's a process, and God has given us a pattern. He talked on Sunday about the pattern and the quilt. The ones of y'all wasn't here, y'all need to get on that iPod, that time pass or whatever, because, you know, Pastor just said that on, first of all, just a minute. Lord, let's pray. God, I ask that you open the ears and let the people receive you through me, what you have to give the people, God. I ask that you decrease me, God, and increase you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, let me walk around a little bit, y'all, because I'm like, this right here, this is not an easy place to be. He talked about even this evening about whenever y'all come into a house, do you feel God's presence? Today was very unusual for me. I came here today and I was like overtaken by God's presence, and I feel so overwhelmed with his presence. And so y'all just bear with me. But, you know, Pastor talked about him taking a break, and he giving us certain different ones. He's giving us assignments. So at first, when he first gave me the assignment, when he, you know, gave me my date, I was like, okay. And I don't tell nobody, you know, because it's not about me. I want it to be about, I want God to get the glory. So I started praying that night. You know, it's like a couple of weeks ago, right? And I'm like, okay, God, you ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing. I'm like, what do I tell the people? I want you to speak what the people need for right now. So then, last Wednesday was awesome. Then Sunday, and he started talking. I'm sitting back there. I'm like, he all up in my scripture. He all up in, you know, what God is telling me to say. I'm like, okay. And so then when you start talking about that quilt, and how they knit things together. You know, if you guys go to, and y'all might just want to take notes of some scriptures, because I have quite a bit of scriptures, but I don't want to just give y'all scriptures. I want you guys to use these scriptures, because this is how I make it through. You know, I'm backing up, because God is just speaking. On Sunday was the seventh day and the seventh month. We already know seven means completion, and people that don't know the numerical numbers of the Bible, you can Google and you can, all kind of stuff comes up. But it means completion. Well, from Sunday to the day is 10, which was 3 days. We know 3 is resurrection. So even today, you know, today is the 10th. Well, God even showed me, even on the 10th day, that was testimonials. Along with what he was doing, you know, that was more than testimony. So I was like, okay. So some of the message is like some of my testimony, and then how will it be? This is all God's divine order, because he will give me today, the 10th. That was my date. So I was like, okay, Lord. Well, you know, when he talked about the process, if you guys go to Psalms 139. In the top of that it talks about God omnipresent and omniscient. And I used to read this scripture all the time. You know, this is like, God, search me, O Lord. You know me. You know, when I sit down, and you know me when I rise up. God, I mean, Pastor just spoke on that just now a little bit. God knows us. And he says, and you understand my thoughts from a thought. So whatever I'm thinking, God already knows what I'm thinking. So, and if you go all the way down to like number 13, it says, for you have formed me inward, my inward parts, and woven me in my mother's womb. Now, in my mother's womb, God knew that I would be standing up here today before y'all, telling y'all what thus says the Lord. You know, and when Pastor gave the assignment, all I could think about is like, you know, I'm one that, people say, you know, it's word in me, and you need to do this. You know, I don't do it unless it's like they ask me. Then I get serious about doing it. But we're in a season now that it's time to do what God say we're supposed to do. He already formed us. We all have purpose, and he always knows what we're supposed to be doing. So I'm like, okay, let me just relax and just be obedient and do what I was formed to do. Then if you go up here to verse 16, Your eyes have seen me, unformed substance, and in your book were all written. It says the days were ordained for me. He said, Katrina, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you. The days already ordained. And I'm like, okay, Lord. That's a part of the scripture from Psalms 139 from 1 to 24. Just read that and let God minister that thing to you, because he will. But I'm going to go back into the beginning from back to Sunday, about the third day. And then on Sunday we talked about the trusting. And even when he talked about Noah, things happened in seven. It was the seventh month, the seventh day. So I'm like, okay, here it is 3 days later. So God wanted me to talk to you guys about, my favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. That's my favorite scripture. Where I work, I have it on a plaque, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, you know. But when I started really breaking that scripture down, that's how I live my life. I trust in God. Sometimes I can't see him. Sometimes I can't feel him. Sometimes it don't look like he's going to do what he say he's going to do. But I'm like, here I go. I trust you, Lord. You know, today when he talked about praise is what I do, you know, I know sometimes I get on my kids' nerves. But when I get to the point where I ain't feeling God and I ain't trusting him, everything goes off in the house. And guess what the TV's on? Praise and worship. They TV's on there. My TV's on there. Everybody going to soak up in here. I need to saturate the atmosphere and trust in the Lord, because the kids don't even know what I have to go through, even just being their mom. You know, when they begging for this and begging for that, and mama, can we do this and can we do that? I'm like, we can't do that right now. I don't say I can't afford that or whatever, because I have to be careful what I speak out into the atmosphere, because I am more, and today I have to give it to you. The pray list today was off the chain, because I'm like, more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. You know what I mean? It's not about this weave. It ain't about these lashes. It's not about these nails. It's what's inside. I am more than a conqueror. This is just the outer, but I trust in the Lord. So if you guys want to go to Proverbs 3 and 5, and let me just break down what God gave me as I was studying this. And this is the first time he's really even broken down like this today. I was like, okay. It says, Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and with all thy mind, and lean not to thy own understanding. So he's telling me, Katrina, don't be leaning to what you understand. Don't be leaning to what you see. Don't be leaning to what you feel. Lean and just trust in me. So then he gave me a scripture reference. Psalms 37. That's what I say. You guys can just write them down. I'll go to them for you and tell you, because I wrote them all down anyway. Okay, Psalms 35 and 37, verse 3 through 5. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. That's what I stand on. I have to delight. Sometimes it ain't easy for me to be delighting myself in him. Sometimes it ain't easy to commit, because the enemy could be over here trying to get me to go over here and do this or go in here. Today, my phone rang. I answered my phone one time, and that was passed down there. She called. Everybody else, they think I'm going crazy. But I'm like, I didn't talk to nobody today. Anybody wanted to make an appointment? They made it, text me, and leave me a message, and I'll text them back and tell them the time, because I have to commit myself to God. You know, it's not an easy thing, you know, but as long as I know if I have these instructions and I follow them, it's going to be all right. Then he sent me to Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Okay, 9, verse 23. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not a rich man boast in his riches. So he's like saying is that we trust him. We're not boasting in the riches or whatever. I'm trusting in him. So then when you go down to verse 6 in Proverbs, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. So I get up sometime and I'm like, okay, I want to go do this, but I have to acknowledge God and say, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And, you know, that was a good example when he talked about going between, like, from the inner court. You know, you go through a process where you get to that point where you can sometime even just to remember, not sometime, but when you do this daily, you think about acknowledging him. Okay, Lord, you direct me. It's amazing sometime at the end of the day, and I look at how he's directed me, and I'm just like, wow, is it that easy? I need to do this more often, or I need to get better, you know, of being aware of this. But because we get so overwhelmed of the situations, even just what's going on in the world, God wants us to just continue to get into this and not look at what we see, but just keep letting him direct us, just trusting in him. Then we went to 1 Chronicles 28 and 9 for verse 6. That was the reference, 1 Chronicles 28 and 9. Give me a few minutes. Because it was something, this was just talking to me, and I hope that it ministers to you guys as he was ministering to me about this. I'm like, wow, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I praise you. Thank you. Because I know when praises go up, blessings gonna come down. So I'm gonna praise him. You know, when I don't feel like it, when I feel like it, when I don't. When it looks good and when it looks bad, I'm still going to praise him. I'm trusting in God. Okay, it says, verse 9, as for you, my son, but he says, this is me. He talking to me now. He said, as for you, Katrina, know that God, I'm your father. He said, and you serve me with a whole heart and a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If I seek him, I will find him. But if you forsake him, I don't know why I didn't even put these glasses on. Excuse me, y'all. I'm trying to do this on faith. No, I need a little help. Okay. Everything started running together. Okay. It says, for you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. So, like that song would say, the more I seek you, the more I find you. The more and more I seek him, the more and more he's ready for me to find him. So it doesn't take as long. That's why I said, I walked in here today, and I mean, Pastor had some soaking music on. I was like, okay, I'm trying to walk around. I'm cool. I'm like, I'm cool, you know. Before I knew it, I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm down here laying down on the floor, you know, boo-hooing, you know, because it's like I've been seeking and I've been asking. I've been trusting him. So he was right there to be found. I'm like, what an awesome feeling. So now, and it says, and even as what I do is I go to my Bible and I see things that he says. And when he says, son, daughter, put your name there. Put your husband's name there. Put your children's name there and make that stuff personable to you, because he's talking to you individually. So make it personable. So now when you go to verse 7, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And honey, this verse 7, whew, that's what I'm talking about, that I fear God. You know, now in the midst of me fearing God, doesn't mean I don't have some bodily cravings. I don't crave certain things. But I have to stay away from that because I know what he said he would do. So, and he talks about it in Scripture. The reference from that is Romans 12 and 16 for verse 6. And it talks about be of the same mind toward one another. So I can't be around, like if I'm having a little craving, I can't go around Joe. I can't be around Bob, you know what I mean? People that's going to be saying the right things to me, because they ain't the same mind as me. You know what I mean? So I don't put myself in situations because, you know what I mean? The scripture told me. They ain't, oh, you Katrina, you cute. I know that. You know what I mean? I don't need them to validate, you know what I'm saying? Because they say that thing at the right time of the month. I be done did some evil, and I'm being real. But I have to trust the Lord. Trust, that's what I be like, Lord, I trust you. I can't wait till morning come. Let me get a cold shower, Lord, because I'm trusting in you, Lord. to God be the glory. You know what I mean? I'm trusting in you, Lord, but when, Lord, when? And that's real, y'all. Can I get an amen for the single folks up in here? But when I saw that, I was like, oh, Lord, I gotta watch the people that I'm around that are not the same mind as me, because it says, do not be haughty in the mind, but associate with the lowly. He said, do not be wise in your own estimation. So whatever I'm estimating, you know, I want to happen, I gotta be careful, you know, but I gotta stay in this word. And one of the things that, let me see what else I have here. You know, some people, and I'm one, God knows. He already said God knows us. Pastor said too, and I told y'all in 139, he talks about, I knew us in our mother's womb. So he already know I'm his child, who he got to tell sometimes three times, show me three times, I need signs and wonders and all this kind of stuff. So when you get into the prophetic number of the biblical and things that happens in the Bible, it's like, I'm like, okay, God, you know, everything is significant to me. You know what I mean? Three, I already knew resurrection. You know, seven was the completion. You know, we was in prayer this afternoon, and I wanted to say, Mom, to Mom, she was saying she saw four angels. And four, so God is saying even to the people in the midst of, you seeing four angels on one side by Pastor Marty, she saw four angels on the side by Inez. God said, it's a new beginning, y'all. This is a new beginning. God said, do not get frustrated in what's going on in the situation of the world. He said, because there's a shift coming on. There's a change taking place. You know what I mean? So we got to stay focused, because he's speaking, yet he is speaking. I mean, he's speaking. I was like saying to him, I said, Lord, I need to sleep. I'm in my sleep and he's speaking. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I can hold on to and trust in him. So, prophetically, numbers and scriptures mean things. They say Yahweh himself considered numbers and counted it very important. If you go to Psalms 90 and 12, he says, teach us to number our days. He said that we may apply our hearts into wisdom. So, we already know that our days are numbered. And my thing now, when he knew me in my womb, it's like, you know, Oscar said even on Sunday, I think it was Sunday or Wednesday, he said, there are many of us sitting in here and sitting on our gifts and sitting and not doing what the Lord has told us to do. God already knows we need to get up and move into our purpose, because he already knows. And we want to make sure that we're sold out to him and we're doing the things that the Lord has called us to do, because we don't know if tomorrow will come. But we want to make sure we stay focused on what God says do. And the way you do that, I was thinking the day he was telling me about, he gave me an example about, you know, normally in the summer we got this watering, rotation. You can't water the grass on this day. You got to do it on this day or whatever. But he says, even our grass, our internal grass is dry. He says that he wants us to start watering our grasses. Don't go to the world calendar, what they say, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He said, water it daily. And the way we water with this word. Water with this word daily. Pastor, I don't envy you, but I so appreciate you even just taking this time off, because I know God is yet speaking to you. And I want to tell the congregation, y'all better put y'all seatbelts on. Y'all better buckle up, because when this man of God comes back from where his sabbatical, oh, my. God is going to begin to speak. He's already speaking, but he's getting ready to speak to individuals about this house, concerning this house, and where we're going. And I'm saying, if you're going for the ride, you're going on the flight, get your seatbelt on, get your bags packed, because God is not playing. I mean, he's speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking. Speaking and speaking and speaking. So I know that he's going to come. You're going to be so refreshed, you know, in what he says to do and what God is doing. You know, when I go back to that, I think about trusting in God. And God, you know, God today was saying that many of us are very, we've already know we've been weary. We already know we're tired. We already know that we are, when is this, when is that? God is saying that in the midst of us being tired and weary, he's going to do exactly what he's going to do. And he said the word today is, the word has come to encourage you guys, to uplift you guys, so you keep moving forward. Like I say, don't look at what, I have a lot of little sayings that I do. This is how I make it through. I be like, I don't care what it look like, what it feel like. You know, when that praise music get on, if I got to be doing walking on that trail, man, I'm like, yeah, I praise is what I do. You know what I mean? I get my praise on, but I'm praising, I'm talking to the Lord, and I can be up here all day if I even get more transparent about my testimony, because many of you guys, y'all just see the outer. If I begin to tell you things that I go through daily, I know many of you guys are sitting right here going through the same thing, but you trust God. You trust, when you got to make arrangements with the bills, you trust God. I pray before I even call the people. And I'm just watching how he's directing stuff, making stuff. Oh, yes, Miss Carol, you can do this such and such day. Well, what day you want? I say, how far can I go? Amen. When do I have to have it paid? How far can I go? I mean, and I'm, you know, when it says trust, God wants us to get to a place where our back is up against the wall. And I can't do nothing but trust him. I can't do nothing but trust him. He haven't never left me nor forsake me yet. And I know I ain't got this far when he gonna leave me now. And when I say that to see, it's been a process for me. But in the midst of this process, most people have fallen off, have went to the wayside, have just given up on God. There's only elect people who are still holding on. And guess what God is about to do with the elect? The ones that don't give up. And I encourage y'all tonight, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw it in. You let, watch and see. God's getting ready to raise up a remnant of people who have stayed the case, who have stayed in the race, who have not thrown in towel. It feels like it sometimes, but when you don't throw in that towel, God's getting ready to raise up some people, honey. And he's getting ready to raise it up, and he's getting ready to do some things for the body and the elect that man ain't get no glory for. People going to look, girl, when did y'all get that? And you're going to say, to God be the glory. Where'd you get such and such? How you moved over? You got what? To God be the glory. How you get a pay raise on your job? How'd you get such and such? You only been here such and such. I serve a God who provides and supply all of my needs. You know what I'm saying? It's time now. You come up in this house, you come in here and you get fed. You come on here and get your little spiritual meal. Get out there behind those walls and get out there and start ministering to some people. We seeing what's happening in the world. People are dropping dead left and right. We got souls that need to be saved, and we are the testimony. It's about testimony. It's about how we live our life. And it's time out. That all these people that are not even serving God, that are being blessed, and we are standing the race and running and hanging in there. It's time for God say, I'm ready to promote some people. I'm ready to promote some people. You ready for a promotion? You ready for a promotion? You're more than a conqueror. Yeah. Praise is what you do. Overflow, because there's no limit to what God is going to do. I charge you guys to hang in there. Liz, hang in there. You know, you. I saw something the other day, and I'm just going to be transparent with you and just hear the Spirit of the Lord. But when you said about something about the job, thank God for the season that you're in right now. Ask God to direct your path, and every day say, Lord, what is it that you have me to do? He might want you to just get into your word a little bit more. Water your spirit even more, because there's a reason for that. You know, the other positive thing about it, and I'm talking to myself, we ain't up under no bridge. We eating every day. Sometimes we don't get to eat what we want to eat, but we are eating every day. I'm seeing some situations that I'm dealing with daily, and it's making me even be more thankful. You know, when I can, like I'm talking, I'm going back to them bills, when I can go and make arrangements, and they saying, okay, and then I got to trust him that the money it's going to be there on that date. And then he keeps doing it. So I can't nothing do but keep trusting him. You know, so enjoy your season. Thank God. And then the other thing the Lord wants me to tell y'all, call those things as not as though they were. That's about that water. Then when he wants us to water, he wants us to get us a chunk of that every day. And start encouraging yourself and keep encouraging yourself. You know, keep. That's what he wants us to do, y'all. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. So hang in there. Stay in the race. Do not throw in the towel, because the best is yet to come. And if y'all could only see what God is showing me, sometimes I be thinking that, sometimes I be like wondering what's going on in this forehead of mine, this brain, you know, because I be seeing stuff. And I can't, like you said about we have to let some people go, have to get around some people. Some of my own family, I can't even talk about where I am, because the Lord even showed me that, Katrina, everybody is not on the same level as you. They look at me with my blue dress on and my earrings on and my hair with curls and lipstick and stuff. They think my world is perfect. I don't have a trouble in the world. So then everybody want to crow, cry, cry, woe, woe, me. It ain't about that. They don't know, and I have to encourage them. But they can do the same thing that I'm doing. I'm tired of encouraging people. You know, this right here, we get enough of this. We need to encourage. The word say, encourage yourself. Be like David. Go encourage yourself. Get up in the morning and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. But encourage yourself and keep it moving forward. You know, keep it moving. Sometimes I can't say nothing but Jesus. 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 You'd be surprised how that Jesus would take you saying it real slow and just make up your own song about you get to another level up in here, you forget all about the CPS bill and the such and such bill and the such and such bill. You know, you forget all about it. You forget all about it. But I just know we stand on this word, believe God, keep trusting in him, and he is, it's going to get better. Brighter day are coming. It's a coming. It is a coming. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God is good. You done start talking about everybody's business. You start talking about the bills and making arrangements. People are like, oh, Lord, she's just, oh, Lord.
He's talking to me about it. I know.
Oh, he's talking. He's talking. Well, wonderful job. Give Miss Katrina a hand clap. Amen, amen. Wonderful job, Miss Katrina. What I want to share with you, that what she was talking about, I also want to encourage you that Christianity is not a broke Christianity. It's not. You say, oh, those church folk again, they're always complaining. They never have nothing. My job is to teach you what the word says, what she just preached on. He is going to get you through. But if we keep a mentality that he's just going to get us through, you'll never have the mentality to stay on top. If he's talking to you about stewardship, you got cricket, stewardship. He's trying to help you to learn how to stay afloat. Then if he starts talking to you, about giving, he's talking to you about overflow. There is a difference. There is a difference. If you watch the pattern of which Jesus did his ministry, you begin to see the kingdom displayed. He always gave of himself. And when he didn't have, miracles were created. When he did not have, miracles were created. So for those of you that are in a situation where you are at a have-not situation, a miracle is on the way. A miracle is on the way. Do you know what you have inside of you? Is the power of God. The power of God. The power of God that creates. Don't ever lose it. Don't ever lose it. This too shall pass. Do you understand? It shall pass. And because it's passing, you're going to see promotion on the other side. That promotion is going to be an overflow. An overflow. If you don't test God and His Word, specifically the only place it's ever told to you in the written Word of God to test Him is concerning your money. Well, what do you mean? I test you in whether or not I feed the hungry? Test you whether or not I fleet, you know, if I clothe the naked? No. Test me and see if I will not bless you if you just bring me what I ask of you. It's not to teach you on the 10th. Matter of fact, he rebuked a lot of the people for the 10th because they would separate the kernels to the exact 10th. Here's your tithe, God. If you're that way about it, keep your 10th. Because really, your heart's not in the giving. In the Word, he's saying, test me in this. If you give obediently with the willing heart, what he'll do. Watch what he'll do. What does the Bible say he'll do? Open. He'll open. Guess what your giving is? It's your praise. What does praise do?
Open.
So when you're giving to God, I could have paid a bill. Take it and go pay the bill. Because you're really not giving to God and you're not trusting God. Go pay the bill. But then God says, oh, but when you do that, when you come back to give me that tenth again, add 5% more to it. Oh, what? Is God a loan shark? No. He's giving you the increase. What I'm trying to tell you is test his word. Just test it. Well, I don't have money to give. Serve. Make a dinner for somebody. Well, I don't even have food. Be friendly to someone. Help someone across the street. Help somebody in the grocery store. You don't have to pay for it. You can help them. Do you need any help? You want me to carry your well, they got workers for that. You don't want to help. But you want everybody to help you. Oh, okay. I'll get off of that. Get off of that. Get off of that. I'm just not me. Because if I go into the tithing offering envelopes now, y'all think, oh, he just said all that. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Not going to do that. But I will do something that I hear the Lord telling me when I saw some individuals walk in the room, is that I will speak what God is saying to speak. Hallelujah. Glory. But before I do, I need a minstrel. You know how it is. The first real praise and worship team came when they were in a jail cell. All of a sudden now, the jail starts to rock, and it was the real jailhouse rock. And it wasn't Elvis Presley. It was someone that was in prison by their circumstances, and they had nothing else but praise. They had nothing else but praise. They knew what was inside to be true, and all of a sudden they began to praise God in the midst of being imprisoned, and all of a sudden their praise opened the doors. Have you felt that your circumstances have imprisoned you and that you feel like the shackles are on your feet and they're on your hands and they've got even the muzzle over your mouth? If you begin to just praise God in the midst of your prison circumstance, it will open up what has had you bound. But if you don't praise Him from within, because there's a song inside of each and every one of you, and it's a new song that is dying to come out, but you've been singing the old tune and the old song for too long. He wants to give you a new song. It says that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And because He's Lord, I will open up my mouth and praise Him. Because if I don't praise Him, He'll make the rocks to praise Him. You've got to praise Him through what you're going through. And it will open up what has had you bound. Bound. We go back to the beginning. We must cleanse ourselves. Get rid of some stuff. If we don't get rid of it, we'll never understand what he wants to fill us with. He wants to change a lot about you, son, in a way that you begin to scratch the surface. You've only scratched. But deep inside of you is a preached word. You've understood the word of God. You've understood the dynamics. But he wants to show you more of his glory. You've asked for the signs and the wonders to be displayed. Is this a real God? Is this a real thing for me to do? Or is it something that I've just kind of been interested in? He's going to show himself strong and real for you. You need him right now in the midst of what you're going through to open a door for you. And that door has been shut. You've knocked and you've knocked and you've knocked. And you didn't thought to go to a different door, but this door is about to be opened for you. This door is going to change your economic status. You're not staying where you used to be. You've worked hard and long at this level. You've been overlooked many times. But at this level, God says, I'm going to raise you up. And in this level, you'll know it's him, because you don't have the qualifications that man says, but it'll be made just for you. A position's going to be posted, and they're going to say, just apply. But I haven't met the requirements. Just apply, and it'll be for you. It's going to look like it's not going to happen, and you may not get a response right away. Don't be dismayed. Praise him. Because he's going to open the door for you. Because it's strictly for you. It will be that increase. It will be that increase. Blessings, blessings you, blessings you. I don't know if y'all are all connected. I see a closeness, a very closeness. A closeness. Hey, Karabosi, you've been in that prison together. All of y'all in one place. One place. And in this one place, I'm going to put it to you this way. You're bumping in. You're bumping in. You've butted heads quite often. It's at the point where it's rubbed you guys the wrong way at times. But God is about to do some things in the dynamics of the shifting that is going to get you into individual places that are necessary for you. It's only a season, baby. It's only a season. You don't know how it's going to happen. Matter of fact, you don't even know how you got there right now. And you feel like you've done something wrong. I see a lot of guilt and shame. Maybe, I don't care what you do, nothing can separate you from the love of God. And even the decision that you made that you don't even want to talk about, if you were to tell your real testimony, people would be shocked. God says, that's my baby. My hand is on her. Even your heart has been wounded. Been broken and let down. He took advantage of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak the peace and the love of God over her life right now. Permeate and marinate her right now with your divine love and presence, God, because truly she is yours. Father, I thank you for her and I bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that her heart will be restored, renewed. And that the one that comes, that begins to speak the sweet pleasantries into her, would do it just because he values her. You will no longer be a slave to someone. You will no longer fear someone doing what you got to do, or else this person will love you for who you are. Thank you, Jesus. I see you like on a paddle boat, you know, the ones they have like at Brackenridge Park on a paddle boat. You're romantic. You like to have your picnics. You like to have, and I'm just going to put it out there, give me my wine, my cheese, my crackers. I want my flower and I want my music. And if you don't know how to serenade me, pretend. That's what you deserve. That's what you deserve. And understand this, God's bringing it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You've gone through so much pain. There's even been a tearing in family members. God's going to heal that in the name of Jesus. He's going to heal them. He's going to heal them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're getting a phone call, sir. Joseph, you're getting a phone call. And in this phone call, you're going to see that he's watched you, he's heard you, and he's even asked, but he was afraid to even come forth and ask the truth, and you're going to speak truth. And this phone call is going to change the way this individual thinks and even his attitude. You're getting a phone call. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you're going to get a text asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness. They did you wrong. Hallelujah. Man, play, baby. Play, play. The waters are beginning to rise. Play. Play. Constantly visits your family. This angel is a messenger that is bringing hope. There has been a tearing of faith and hope, but this angel is restoring hope. And he's bringing unto you, let me explain to you, Jacob laid down and rested, and a ladder opened up and came down from heaven, and angels ascended and descended, and at the very top of the ladder, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, was standing, not sitting, standing. He has sent this angel on behalf of your family to bring about a blessing of a creative miracle that has been stored up to be released in this season. Creative. What has been destroyed is going to be renewed. What has come under attack is about to be reversed and renewed. This angel stands in the midst of your family. Regardless of what darkness tries to surround it, hear me good. The angel of God has come to stand in the midst of your family as a whole. And I see the prince of darkness trying to send angels of darkness, but they cannot penetrate because this angel stands strong. And this curse is reversed once and for all. Once and for all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. see you walking into a building, designing it, painting it, building the platform. I see you stepping into your own. Into your own. And you won't have to work much, but you'll be freed up. There's an entrepreneur spirit that rests on you. What you do for one, God does for you. As you have provided, I want you to read in scriptures, anyone that ever provided to a prophet, they reaped a prophet's reward. That it never ended. Famine never came again. It was always overflowing. Read the scriptures. Watch what I'm telling you. As you provided for one, God provides for it all. For it all. I keep hearing someone in the midst of your influence is in need of a miracle very shortly. It's going to be a phone call. You're going, oh my God, trust this. This is the miracle that's coming for you. This is the miracle that is coming for you. Very shortly, you'll hit that phone call and you'll know. That kind of miracle is already on the way. Already on the way. What you do, am I telling the truth? Am I telling you? What you do unto a prophet, you reap a prophet's reward. I know what I'm telling you. Because you didn't do just for one. You didn't do just for one. You did for many. You're going to reap the prophet's reward that is greater than overflow and overflow and overflow. Maybe I don't know why I keep seeing your father. You're scared and you're worried. He's going to be okay. I see him there. I see your heart very, very worried for him. He's going to be okay. I speak into his spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The seed is only cultivating right now. You'll see the harvest of the word of God to penetrate to him, through him, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Play on, sir. Play on. Oh, yeah, 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 have prayed, this does not line up. It's a smokescreen. This does not line up. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. You got something you want to say with him? No? If you do, go ahead. Can I ask you to stand to your feet, please? Oh my God, can I activate you? Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I just thank you. Thank you for the miracle to be done right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father God, that she's made the right choice. And even when they came against her, family members even came against her, she made the right choice. She made the right choice. Father, I thank you in advance, Lord. I thank you for healing right now, God. I thank you for the supernatural miracle to touch and permeate right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I give you all honor and glory, Jesus. All honor and glory. You made the right choice. You made the right choice, and it went against everything. But God says, I have made you stand, because what I'm doing in your life, you will be an instrument for my glory and change the heart of those that are connected to you that think that you've made the wrong choice. I will show myself strong in the midst of you. Woman of God, you're a woman of virtue, a woman of prayer, a woman of prayer, a woman of prayer. Inside of you is the woman that God is saying that I'm going to bring you like a Deborah that will bring my people out of captivity when nobody else would take that stand. He says, I called you to be the Deborah to bring my people out. God, I thank you for the power of God. And I thank you for the anointing in her life that would destroy every yoke, God. I bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. For in this hour you've called her to rise and to stand. And her voice shall be heard. It shall be heard in Jesus' mighty name. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, you're so good. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, blessing, blessing, blessing. Did you enjoy it? No? It was uncomfortable? It wasn't enjoyable? Did you notice that the leather straps were attached to a silver bit that was in the horse's mouth? Okay. Hear my heart. Please hear my heart. This may be a little... You're uncomfortable with what's going on. I see that metal thing in your mouth. He's trying to keep you from using this so much without being blunt about it. Okay. Girl, I'm just like that. Just like this. He's just learning to get used to it, that the metal thing becomes second nature to try to control the tongue. Okay? Get comfortable right now, only for this season, because he's trying to keep you. That's you. And what God wants to do is use that in a very productive way to get across to some people. Don't change the nature. My favorite person in the Bible is Peter. Everybody says, why not David? I don't like David. I like Peter. Peter was a knucklehead. He had a tendency to just run off at the mouth. But what happened with Peter after he got revelation of the real Christ, the greatest miracles were performed through Peter. His shadow. He never touched some people. The shadow, just the shadow, healed people. Because Peter knew something, what God was doing. But he never changed his ways as far as how he interacted with people when the time was right. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Just control that mouth. For this reason. Because he's going to use that right here as an instrument to bring people into who he is. You try to make things sound Christian and it don't work for you. The people around you, thus saith the Lord, but you're like, can I just be real? That's what he wants you to do, is be real. And that's where you're comfortable, is being you. And if you got to tell it like this, so quit acting a fool, straighten up, because it doesn't line up.
That's you. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that God has called you. You feel like you're not going to be mounted up with the equals of everybody else. You think less of yourself than what you really are. And baby, you don't even think that you're as beautiful as you really are. And this stigma that comes around you from people that have always just come against you, because in reality, you're the life of the party. You are. And God wants you to know that He loves you in the midst of right where you're at. And whatever words that keep coming here, especially there's two people that just always get on your last nerve, God's going to quiet them. And what you're going to see is God is going to use you to turn them around. And some influences that constantly stay around you that are not good, I'm just going to say it like they're not good, to help you to understand how good you are. You're a good person. You're a beautiful young lady. You're not forgotten. And baby, you weren't an accident either. You're purposed. Your best days are ahead of you. Let your past be your past. Your today starts your new tomorrow, your new beginning. Receive this, baby, in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I declare unto you a new creation, a new creature, the abundant love of God to be all over you, with the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ to go with you, with the light that only shines as bright as the morning star that He is. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I see a little boy. This little boy is going to give you a lot of joy, a lot of joy, a lot of joy. Say, but I don't have a kid. I see a little boy. Now, if you do have a son, okay, you don't. So then that means it's two. See, little boy. Ay, mijita, ven pa acá, mijita. That's it. Your world's going to change forever. That don't mean going, you know, just saying, I see, little boy, you're going to be happy. Hallelujah. I had to put that out there. I just had to be careful. Everybody, like, oh, I can go ahead. No, hey. I'm just saying what I saw. Amen. Trust. Just hallelujah. Mr. Allen and Joseph, will y'all hand out envelopes, please, and pens, or whatever.